With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Another vote to fund the government has failed in the Senate, extending the shutdown.
44 Democrats voted against a Republican bill that would have temporarily restored federal funding and reopened the government. The final tally was short of the 60 votes needed to end a filibuster and pass the legislation. While there have been some bipartisan discussions, there are few signs of any real progress toward ending the congressional standoff. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson has canceled legislative business in his chamber next week in a move aimed at forcing the Senate to work with the House-approved government funding bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a new North Carolina law following the stabbing death of a Ukrainian woman.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein has signed into law a criminal justice measure pushed by the Republican-controlled legislature after a young Ukrainian woman was stabbed to death on a Charlotte train. The new law bars cashless bail for certain violent crimes and limits discretion in pretrial release decisions. The bill's authors are also seeking to restart executions in North Carolina. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has ordered the Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip after Hamas said it had accepted some elements of his plan to end the nearly two-year war and return all the remaining hostages taken in the October 7, 2023 attack. Hamas said earlier today it was willing to release the hostages and hand over power to other Palestinians, but that other aspects of the plan require further consultations among Palestinians. Senior Hamas officials suggested there were still major disagreements. British police say one of two men killed in a car and knife attack on a synagogue in the city of Manchester may have been killed by a bullet fired by a police officer. Greater Manchester Police Chief Stephen Watson said today that a forensic examination has provisionally determined that the victim had a gunshot injury. This is SRN News. The Bible continues to be translated.
The global movement to make the Bible available in every language is gaining remarkable momentum. Wycliffe Bible Translators reports that one of the greatest barriers to Christian mission is the absence of scripture in native languages. But that obstacle is rapidly being overcome. In the past year alone, 118 new Bible and New Testament translations have been released, an average of one every 3 days. Of these, 23 were full Bibles and 95 were New Testaments, marking the highest annual total to date. George Williams, SRN News.
World Magazine reports that Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy ordered a painting of Jesus to be returned to the prominent display in the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. A lieutenant in the U.S. Maritime Service painted the large artwork titled Christ on the Water, which depicts Jesus appearing to a lifeboat full of sailors in 1944. The Merchant Marine Academy moved the painting 2 years ago. This is SRN News. German officials say the Munich airport was temporarily shut down from identified drone sightings in the area.
Munich Airport was temporarily shut down overnight after several drone sightings in the area, the latest mysterious overflights in the airspace of EU member countries. Germany's air traffic control restricted flights at the airport shortly after 10 p.m. local time on Thursday and then halted them altogether. 17 flights were unable to take off, affecting almost 3,000 passengers, while 15 arriving flights were diverted to other airports. Flights in and out of the airport resumed 7 hours later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For the first time, a woman will serve as the Archbishop of Canterbury following the 105 men who have held the role since St. Augustine took that position in the year 597. That means Bishop of London Sarah Mullally has broken through the Church of England's highest stained glass ceiling. You'll find more details at srnnews.com.